Blog Talk Radio.
Anxiety sets in, I'm starting to pace. My nerves unsettle, sweat drips my face. Hands take, can't escape this decision I make. Heart racing, my faith says this is my fate. I just brace and I take in the face of adversity. Tasting this certainty, the brakes ain't hurting me. Gain on, a bomb on my pain stronger. Fame smarter, street smarter, train harder. Can't stop me, drop me, I'm not losing. I'm too fast, lightning even when I'm not moving. All heart, leave these cowards on cold. I'm hot, not to mention all the power I hold. Keep moving, keep training, headstrong. Be patient, meet them head to head. I don't care if it's the least safest. Not stop and have a promise to prove I'm a fighter. It's not an option to lose.
Films and such, and it's quite possible I will be in a film working with Kid.
So he will be calling in about 9:15, you know, around that time, so I'll have him on the air. And let me say about Kid, he has a lot of energy. You people think I talk? Oh, my gosh. Wait till Wayne gets on the air here. He is a ball of energy. I'm telling you, this is going to be nonstop. I don't even know if 2 hours is going to be enough time. I think this kid's going to have me up. They call him Kid, but I'll let him talk about, you know, how he got his name, his wife and everything he's been through and how he got into the music business. And believe me, this kid, you know, he's not actually a kid. He's a guy. I think he's around my age, around that. But he's got a heart of gold, and he works really hard. And this guy just works out constantly. I remember myself working out in the L Street bathhouse. That's where I think he actually does work out in the L Street bathhouse back in Southie. And, you know, I mean, there's some places that I actually do miss back home in Boston, and some places, you know, around Southie, around Castle Island, and, you know, going to Sully's and such, and getting a hot dog over there at Castle Island. Let me tell you, the lines were really long, you know, out there in Castle Island. On a nice warm day, a lot of people lined up, and the hamburgers and stuff, they weren't that expensive. It was just something that you just, like, really loved. It was the atmosphere out there on the beach. And if you, like, Google Castle Island in South Boston, you'll find the history about it and such. So I'll be waiting here for Wayne to come in. Anyway, it is all good, all good. It is now the year 2013. I hope people are really looking forward to things, because I know for me, myself, 2013 is the year I get on a set to work with Jackie Chan. Yes, I will post a picture. I guarantee you, you will be seeing it in the year 2013, me working on a film set with Jackie Chan. I've been working towards this for 10 years. So just, you know, find me on Facebook. You can look up Shelly Nunchuk's page. Sometimes I have some of my admins help out with the page there. Mostly I'm on it a lot, and I actually network, you know. So if you want to become a friend of mine, you can request me. And I'm telling you, I just do a lot of stuff. I contact a lot of people actually through Facebook, which is kind of amazing. I do a lot of networking. Just when you do actually friend me, I do ask you to be respectful and like how everybody else's Facebook page is run. I'm just not having any like fights and such on my Facebook page. You know, I just write about stuff that I've been doing in the business about 10 years. And the thing that I personally am proud to be able to say in this business, I didn't have to take my clothes off or sleep with someone to get somewhere or use a man. So I'm very proud about the things that I do. And playing strong women, strong characters is the thing that I do. And people that have seen my work, it's actually scanned some people because I do play those strong characters. But in real life, my life, I mean, I live in peace and harmony, like where I live. And it's just that it's a blessing that I got out just to get in. And I have to say that I feel very special that I get to do the things that I'm doing, because I know not a lot of people are able to do the things I do. And just to be proud of films that I am working on, I just came on board to become an advocate on Bullied the Film. And I'm going to be making a video about my experience talking about when I was little. And I had bullies and the neighbors watched, and, you know, people said that it was my fault. I was a kid, and I didn't want to fight and stuff like that. And, you know, I loved martial arts, but I didn't really get into martial arts in a dojo until I was, like, in my late 30s. And it was all because of this very negative, unhappy time in my life. But because I didn't want to feel sorry for myself, I entered a dojo. And from there, because it helped me with my self-esteem, it helped me to get into films, into acting. And one thing just keeps leading to another, and I keep networking with great, positive people like Kid. And when Kid comes on, you are going to hear yourself. I swear to God, this kid is one of the most positive persons in the world. And he's going to talk a mile a minute. He's going to talk your ear off. You're just going to love this guy. And it's just amazing what he's gone through in his life. And when he comes on, you'll understand what I'm talking about. Just put it this way, this show is not going to be quiet. Usually I'm sitting here and I'm just going on and on about, you know, Jackie Chan and stuff like that. But when this kid comes on, oh, my gosh. He's done, you know, a lot with his life, and I want to interview him. You know, I let people come on the show. It's not the fact that I really actually ask people questions. I do, but I let people talk. Like, with anything, if you invite someone to your house. They're your guests. So, like on my radio show, anybody that's a guest on my radio show, I do have them, you know, as a guest. You know what I mean? It's kind of like I don't want people to call in and disrespect it. If people do call into my show, remember, my show is about inspiration, love, life, and, you know, I'm not going to let anybody say anything negative. And if you do call in, please do not talk about politics, sexual orientation. Don't talk about anything that, you know, it's just stuff that I just don't want to talk about. Like, let's get away from that stuff and just talk about positive things like films. What inspires you? I mean, like Elias says, my thing is Jackie Chan. I've loved him ever since I was a child, and that's the man that I'm going to work with this year in 2013. I mean, I think he might be part of the Expendables. I'm not really too sure. He's going to be doing another Rush Hour film, another Sip Cop, and a couple other films. So Jackie has his whole entire next year really booked up. So someone just called in. Let's see. I don't know if that was Kid. So it just got disconnected. Okay. I don't think that was Kid. Anyway, to let you know, if you do call in, remember, do not talk about sexual orientation, politics, or religion. I mean, once in a while I might say, oh, you know, thank God and stuff like that, but this is not what this show is about. So I'm going to bring Kid on, if he calls in. I'm pretty sure he's going to call in pretty soon. And if you want to call in, remember, I'm going to give you the number. Just be very respectful because I'm not going to take any crap from anyone. The two call-in numbers is 347-989-1473, and the other number is 877-907-7217, 877-907-7217. And I have the chat room open, and I will try to do the best I can. Like I said, I'm still learning as I go. I am a tech tard, so just remember that. And let's see who this guest is that's calling in right now. Hello, you're live on the air, guest.
Hello. Yeah, it's Shelly.
Yeah, this is Shelly. Is this Kid?
This is Kid Style, Y2K.
Hi, you're live on the air.
What's going on, sweetie pie? How are you? I'm doing this for you. I've been really busy, but you know, I support you very much, and I love that you're into radio now. You know, I did that for 20 years.
Yeah, and I just made a big announcement. I was telling about, you know, what you told me about being on that show. And, you know, I want to let you do a little bit of talking about yourself, like how, you know, about your life and talk of your experience and how you got into the entertainment business. And, you know, I want you to do that, you know, talk from your heart. And I know you're one of the most honest people that there's out there. So, you know, how did you get into the entertainment business? Like, how did you come about that?
Well, since I was a little kid, you got to remember, I was born a Pisces. And us Pisces, we are born in our blood and in our souls with the entertainment in us. We're just born entertainers. I'm big into the stars, as you know. I love, you know, following the stars. And as I said, I'm a Pisces. I'm also Sicilian. My mother's 100% Sicilian, and my father's 100% Irish. And I come from South Boston, the projects. I grew up in, you know, the poor side of town. And I was always, like I said, I was always, you know, in school, the class clown. I was always entertaining everybody. And I just always had this, you know, this feeling that this is what I like to do. You know, I like to entertain. And at a young age, I would say 11 years old, I got the I got my nerve up, and I walked over to, at the time it was WZOU 94.5 in Boston, and I walked in and I met a guy named Clarence Barnes, and I interviewed with him, and we were talking about the other day. I had my, you know, old polo shirt tucked in, the old days, the pants pegged up, I was all southied up, and he said when I walked in, he just was blown away. He couldn't believe it, you know. Everybody goes in a dress shirt and everything, and here comes this kid dressed totally like a salty kid, you know what I mean, with the attitude and everything. And he was just blown away, he said. So he gave me I became an intern at WZOU. And as an intern, you get to, you know, do a lot of things. You don't get paid, but like you said, when you're 11 years old, it's important just to be around these people, just to know that you're part of this. It made me so happy, you know what I mean? I'm 11 years old, and here I am hanging out with professional radio people, you know what I mean? And that's how I got started. I'd run around, and I'd, you know, queue up carts, go take coffees, go get coffees for people, do whatever they asked me to do, whatever the DJs wanted me to do. But at the same time, I was learning experience. I was learning the business. And I became a part of family, a part of the family, a part of the radio station. And that's basically how I started in the entertainment business. And then from there, one day I met Karen Blake. And she happens to be, at the time, she was one of the biggest radio hosts in Boston. She had her own show, Karen Blake Show. And I worked for her one night. She said her producer wasn't there. And she's like, Wayne, could you help me pull carts? You know what I mean? And could you help me out? And I said, oh, it was my big break. Like, just, it's sort of like, just like, I equate it to, you know, I'm the biggest Patriots fan in the world, and I love my boy Tom Brady, and I sort of equate my life just like Tom Brady. When the time came and they put him in the game and they said, here you go, kid, it's all on the line. Now either you take it or you break it. It's either take or break, and that's sort of what it was with me. Karen came to me. It was all on the line. You know what I mean? She wanted to get rid of her other producer. He wasn't doing what he was supposed to be doing. He was slacking. And she basically gave me a shot, and I blew her away that night. I did everything she wanted me to do. And she was interested in my voice. She said I had a very good voice. So we worked out a thing where I would do character voices, and I would call in, and Karen would be like, because Karen had a very funny show. It was called The Madam. That was her name. The red light is on, the madam is in. So she was like the madam of radio, if you know what I mean, Shelley. She was like the sexy host of Boston radio. So I'd call in. Yeah, I'd call in and pretend I was some guy from Revere, and I'd be like, hey, yo, Karen, hey, yo, this is Billy over Revere. Hey, guys, we're all sitting over here, you know, we're all thinking about you, Karen, when you're making us all head over here, you know, and Karen would play along with me, and that's basically how I got my start. I became character voices for Karen, and then from there, I started producing her show, and from producing her show, I got to start knowing the program directors, and I became best friends with the music director. His name was Clarence Barnes, who happens to be now the vice president of Sony Records. Do you see how things work?
Yeah, everything grows.
And Clarence Barnes, me and Clarence became best friends, and as I became best friends with him, I grew on the radio station, and the next thing I know, I was doing I started doing what they call board operating. I went from being a producer and voices for Karen to overnight doing board operating. And what board operating is basically you don't talk on the radio. You just play, you know, there's a board in front of you, and you just play the music. Well, being me, you know, and people don't understand, being me, I couldn't do it. I had to talk, you know, so I got on the radio one night when I wasn't. Now, I wasn't supposed to talk. Remember this. That was the golden rule. You don't talk, you just play the music. Well, I got on one night, and I started talking, and I started doing my own little show. And believe it or not, the program director happened to be listening. He was up, I don't know what he was doing, but he happened to be listening, and his hair almost fell out of his head. And he couldn't believe that I was talking, you know what I mean? He's like, what is he doing? But here's the weird part about it. Everybody that was listening liked it, and they thought that it was a new show, and they got much feedback from it, great feedback from it. So I thought the next day I was getting fired, and the program director calls me in his office, and he says, Wayne. And he says, sit down. And I'm like, oh, here it goes. You know what I mean? I've been through this. I'm going to get fired. And he says, you know, you did something you weren't supposed to do, but he goes, I think God was shining on you. And I said, God always shines on me. You know what I mean? And he said, because believe it or not, you know, we got a lot of good feedback about you. We want to ask you, will you be the overnight host? And that's where I started, and then I got a job. Now I'm working. And basically, the point of the story is, what I'm trying to say to people is, sometimes you just got to take it. That's my motto. You can't just, you know what I mean? If it's there, and you feel it in your heart and soul, and you've got that energy, and you know that the time is right, and you got to step up to the plate, because sometimes it's not given to you. You know what I mean? And that's the point I'm trying to make, just like Tom Brady. When he came in, he was a fourth string quarterback, you know, and he was, and he never, no, nobody ever thought anything about him. And I heard a good story because I'm friends with a lot of the, you know, I DJed a lot of Patriots parties. And they told me a story one time about, listen to this, Tom Brady first got to the Patriots in 2000 when he first got drafted. Nobody knew who he was, not a soul. Little skinny kid, you know what I mean, walking around.
Yeah.
Well, he walked by Bob Kraft. He was happened to be walking by Bob Kraft and Bill Belichick, and they didn't even know who he was, you know what I mean? And as Bob Kraft's walking by, he steps right up in front of his face and introduces himself very nicely. Hi, Mr. Kraft. I'm Tom Brady. Oh, hi. Who are you? You know what I mean? I'm your new fourth-string quarterback. Oh, great. Yeah, kid. He looked him dead in the eye, and he goes, sir, I'm going to be the greatest effing quarterback you ever had on the New England Patriots.
Really?
And Bob Kraft tells the story to this day, and Bob Kraft looked at him and goes, wow. He goes, this kid's got cojones. I like him. And there you go. You know what I mean? Brady took it, just like I took it. You know, sometimes you just got to take it. You got to show people that, you know what I mean? That I'm here, and I'm here not just to sit here and, you know, I'm here to become something. And when people see that in you, I believe that, what I call that confidence in you, when they see that, they know that, you know what I mean, that you're being real, that you're not fake. And it projects, you know, and it projects. And that's sort of what happened. It projected for me, and I got into the radio business, and then I just grew. I became very popular in radio, and then from radio, I got into nightclubs, and I started promoting and doing my own nightclubs, and then I started running nightclubs because the owners liked how I worked, and they said, you know what I mean? It was all about, basically, like I was talking to my friend earlier, work ethic. Tom Brady has one of the greatest work ethics in the world, and that's why he is where he is. We were saying that today. You know, what's the difference between this quarterback, this quarterback? I don't care about all his passing numbers, all his great. I said the number one thing about Tom Brady and the reason why he is the greatest and he's going to be the greatest of all time is his work ethic. The kid comes in at 4 in the morning and he leaves at 9 at night. He lives, eats, and sleeps football. And that's sort of how I was with the entertainment business. I lived, slept, and ate entertainment. All I did was entertainment. I became a mobile disc jockey, if you know what that is. I did weddings, proms, you know what I mean? I did all that stuff. And that's basically how I grew in the entertainment business. And then one day, I always was interested in movies. And I happened to be around people that a lot of my friends, you know, did movies. Little movies, not big movies, little parts of movies, you know what I mean? You got to remember, South Boston is very eccentric. We grew up like most neighborhoods didn't grow up. And what I'm basically telling you is about my movie, Whitey 2K, has been a lifetime story. This movie that we did is not just a movie that was written out of screenplay like all the basic Hollywood movies. This movie has heart. This movie has soul. And that's why this movie is going to be a hit, because people are going to relate to it, and they're going to understand things that they didn't understand. The questions that they all have are going to be answered in this movie, Shelley, because it's coming from the real source, from somebody who lived it, ate it, slept it, dreamed, you know what I mean? Basically, everything about it, that's what this movie is about.
Yeah, what exactly is the movie about? Like, what is the whole premises of the movie itself, the plot?
Okay, Whitey2K, for everybody. Everybody happens to think, let's clear this up too, because you could go on YouTube and check it out. Dateline did an interview on me about it because they wanted to know what Whitey2K was too. Everybody thinks Whitey2K is like, oh, the next Whitey. And that's so far off. No, it has not. Whitey2K is a generation. And what it is anybody that grew up as a kid when Whitey was in the town, running the town, I would say from the 70s up to about the 90s. So from that period of 1975 to about 1995, that 20-year period, anywhere in between that period, if you grew up in South Boston and you were part of that Southie generation, that is Whitey2K. That is the new generation, as I call it, because you got to remember what people don't talk about is they talk about Whitey did this and, like, yeah, that's all great and done, but that's all. They didn't talk about all the influence and all the kids that grew up under that. You know what I mean? What they call the underneath, the underlings, the ones that just basically sat there and learned and sat there and seen and was saturated in this gangster life. You know what I mean? What did they become? There's a story. And that's when it hit me one day. I was like, you know, I got a great story and I want to tell it, because nobody understands or nobody asks the question about, never mind Whitey, what happened to, how was his influence? How did he influence the town? You know what I mean? Like, what happened to all the kids that were growing up? What did they become? You know, did they become little gangsters? Did they become killed? You know what I mean? And that's the basis of the movie Whitey 2K. It's about a generation of kids that grew up in the neighborhood, and it's the basic plot is five guys that grew up in the neighborhood, me being the star, the five guys that grew up in the neighborhood, and it basically shows, you know, how Whitey did things, what Whitey did, and the whole premise of the movie is how Whitey wanted this one kid to work for him. His whole life he wanted him to work for him. He wanted him to do things for him, and the kid his whole life used to refuse him and always tell him, no, I'm all set. I don't want to work for you. I don't want to do anything for you, and he survives. And that's what the movie's about. How did he survive? You know what I mean? Because if you said no to Whitey, you were dead. That's like waking up and guarantee and seeing the sun. You know, if you said no to Whitey, it's like you're dead. End of story. They didn't play.
Yeah. It's weird when you're talking about those years because I lived in Southie in the late 80s and the early 90s. That's when I did. But it was like I didn't cause any problems. And it's kind of funny that.
Yeah, like you didn't really see. You weren't. That's what I'm saying. You weren't part of it. You know what I mean? Like if you weren't part, I was part of it. I was a street kid. You know what I mean? I grew up in the projects. I was saturated in it. My mother was Karen Weeks' best friend. And Karen Weeks is Kevin Weeks's, and Kevin Weeks was like my uncle, and that was Whitey's left-hand man.
Yeah, and isn't Kevin, he's acting now, I think?
Kevin did a movie. He played a bad guy in my brother's movie there, my best friend who I call my brother, you know, Jay. He was in Jay's movie, Scalpers.
Yeah. I was there at the premiere, and it was just like, I remember seeing you, and actually in the queue on the radio show tonight, I actually grabbed that picture. You were sitting in the projects in the hallway with Jay, you, and I'm not so sure who the other kid was. There's a picture of three of you there. Jay's on the left.
Yeah, that was me. That was a clip from the movie. That was the scene in the hallway when I rapped for Jay, and Sean actually offers him drugs, and he says, no, I'm all set. That was the scene in the hallway. That was Sean Malone, Jay, and me.
Yeah, and I remember seeing that. I was like, I really liked that. I'm really glad I got to go see the premiere. And it's like, I don't think I had known you back then, because I think you went to the premiere, didn't you? Did you go to the Scalpers premiere?
I was with Jay at the premiere. Yeah, I was at the premiere.
I'm like, I knew half you guys. Now that I know you guys, like Adriano, was there, a whole bunch of other people, and now I know all you guys, and you were there, and I was there, and the only one that I knew, I think, at the time was Jay. And it was just like, I was like, I had a ball going to see that, and I do miss.
It was a good time. It was a great time.
Yeah.
We had a great time.
Yeah, I had a ball.
It was a good movie, a great movie. Jay did a great job. You got to remember the story about me and Jay. Our whole lives growing up, me and Jay were always confused for each other. Like, everybody and their mother, I would walk up to the gym, start working out. Kid guy would walk in, hey, Jay, what's going on? And I'd be like, no, I'm Wayne. And then Jay would be down the street in L Street getting coffee somewhere. They'd be like, hey, Wayne, what's going on? What's up, kid style? And Jay'd be like, no, I'm Jay. So we had that going on for like 20 years. You know what I mean, everybody thought Jay was me, and I thought I was Jay. That's how much we looked alike. That's why we started calling each other brothers. I was like, I must be his brother. I don't know, maybe. And when that's, I mean, me and Jay have known each other since we were, 5 years old. We've known each other.
Wow, that's a long time. That's a lifetime.
Yeah, me and Jay have known each other a lifetime. That's why we call each other brothers, because we're so tight. You know what I mean? We grew up together. You know, it's not just about blood. It's where I come from. Blood is not thicker than water around here, because family is about loyalty in my town. And you could be brothers, real brothers, and have no loyalty, or you could be best friends and have all the loyalty in the world, and then you'd be considered more of a brother than the person of the blood. So I said, Southie has different rules. We break all the regular rules. All the rules that apply for everybody else, they don't apply for us. That's what people don't understand. We walk on a different rope, you know?
Yeah, I know. I've been trying to follow some stuff. I've been so busy with everything, and I just wanted see, I didn't know what you wanted to talk about tonight, because I know when people in the process of doing things, they don't like to give too much away because people steal things. So I figured let you talk about the things.
Anything. We haven't had a chance to talk to her, and I, you know, you were on my page, and you were like, you don't want to be on the show, and I was like, I was just chilling tonight, you know what I mean? And I'm like, yeah, no problem, you know, if it supports you and it. And it's something good for you, and I know that, you know what I mean, you're interested in the stuff we're doing.
Yeah.
And,
you're
definitely going to be a part of the stuff we're doing, you know?
Yeah, and I'm hoping, because, I mean, I've got my hands full between the superhero film I'm doing with the horseback riding lessons and everything and training more. I became on board of Bully the Movie and become an advocate and talking about my experience of being beaten up as a kid to help kids as young as 9 years old that want to kill themselves, to give them inspiration to keep going. It's like all these things keep coming. And, you know, but it's even more. In 2013, people are trying to help me get onto a Jackie Chan film. So it's something where everything is growing, and I've been doing this, hanging in for 10 years, you know, and it's hard. And it's like moving away from Boston. Do you know what it is? It's a whole different world up here in Maine, and I miss my friends
so much. It's hard.
You know,
you got to remember. Hey, remember, what do I always say, Shelly? You know me, I'm the master of quotes. Change is the watchword of progression. Remember that.
Yeah, I know.
Change is the watchword of progression. So just because you moved doesn't mean that you're stagnant. You're changing, but you're progressing, and you're moving, and you're doing what you're supposed to do. As long as you keep doing what you got to do and you keep moving, and you have positive energy, like I said, nothing but positive energy with me. I've come to the point where I come from a very negative town, very negative feelings, very negative people, just everything's negative. And that's why the positivity has grown so strong in me, because, like I said, you know me, it's my way or the highway. I don't deal with people, you know what I mean? I don't need to deal with clowns. I don't want to
exactly
hear about
what you mean, yeah.
I just keep to myself, do my thing. You know what I mean? I'm 40 years old. I think I know what I'm doing by now. I've been on my own since I was 11 years old. That's what people don't understand. I didn't grow up like most kids, you know what I mean? And I don't look at it as pity. That's why I don't really talk about it a lot, because I don't want people saying, oh, look at, he's looking for pity. I'm not looking for no pity, you know what I mean? I'm glad I grew up the way I grew up, because it made me who I am today. If I wasn't that, then I wouldn't be who I am today. I wouldn't have what I have today. I wouldn't have that strong spirit, and that more than that strong spirit. I wouldn't have that connection with God that I have. You know, I wouldn't be a soldier of the Lord if I didn't have to go through what I went through.
Yeah, no, I totally
understand. And
that's
what I try to explain to people. Sometimes the pain is there for a reason, and instead of feeling and hurting about it, learn and grow from it. Pain, no gain. I mean, they don't say that just because it rhymes. Well, I, you know me, I love to rhyme. I had somebody tonight ask me when I come on, they were like, will you please, you're the best, will you please do a freestyle on Shelly's blog when you're talking to Shelly? And I was like, well,
okay, do you
we'll
do,
see.
Do
Shelly,
yeah, do something.
I'm like, if Shelly wants me to do a freestyle, maybe I'll spit a little for her.
Yeah, do it for freestyle. If your fans want you to do freestyle, go for it.
All right. Ready? Here we go. Straight from the streets of South B, a name kid named Wayne B, came up from OCP. It wasn't a pill, G. It was a lot of philosophy. See, if you want to be what you want to be, you can't just sit there. You got to move your feet. If you move your feet, beat to the concrete. While you're at home beating your meat, I'm out doing things to make like sheets. I'm out making money. You're at home eating oatmeal and honey. I'm not the type of kid who's like that. I'm more funny. I'd rather be on TV making money. See, these people out here, they don't understand. I'm not in their affair. I'm not here to share. I don't care where, tear, compare. No, that ain't me. I'm one of a kind, baby. Straight from the bricks. I don't care about these tricks with their luminous bodies, little hearty shorty, thinking you're gonna take my money. You must be crazy. You must be Daisy. Because a kid like me don't play that game. I ain't here to blame, and I ain't here to claim. But I'll tell you one thing, I don't feel no shame.
Wow. Oh, my gosh. That's pretty cool. You do stuff
you
like
that,
like for years. Yeah.
Oh, I got like... so much. I got so much. I mean, you just caught me right now. I just, you know, I ain't even in the mode to rap right now, but I just did that for you, you know what I mean? But sometimes when I'm with my producers coming over later, you know, and, of course, I won't lie, I love marijuana, and I don't care if the world knows, because I love it. And I'll smoke a little marijuana, and then you should hear my creativity. Then I become masterful.
Well.
Some of my when I smoke my weed after, oh my God, the energy that comes out of me and the creativity and the words that I start, you know, saying, people are like, you know what I mean? Here, hold on real quick. I wrote this one for you. Just, I'm gonna pull it out. I never let never let anybody else hear this. This is gonna be an exclusive for your thing.
Thank you.
Okay, here we go. Ready? Nobody else has ever heard of this, and this is an exclusive on the Shelly Show, okay?
Okay.
It's a thing I wrote for my wife who died 20 years ago. And at the time, I wrote a song for her, and I was going to turn it into a rap, and it was called Attraction. And like I said, I keep it close to my heart because I really don't, you know, I went through a lot of pain losing my wife. To this day, I still, you know, mourn for her. And it still hurts me. But it also made me grow. And this is what I wrote, and I want you to hear it. You ready?
Yep.
All right. It's called Attraction. This unexplainable attraction has me pulled to you. So deeply intrigued, but a little scared, too, of what we might do, girl, after we screw. On so many levels, you are one I can relate to. Where did you come from, and where the fuck can I escape to? Drawn in by your presence, I yearn to be close. But, girl, because of my wounds, a distance is what I chose. I put you into the crystal balls of my eyes. And as you walk before me, I discover your truths, your cries, your lies. See, life really can be as bad as you make it. But, girl, you seem like a true soldier. I know you can take it. I've told my mindset and showed a bit of who I am. You've done the same, and now I find myself in the gym. Because that unexplainable attraction always draws me in. I'm waiting for it to be my turn to win. And in the exploration of who you really are, I see dreams in my eyes that will take you so far. Girl, I see a smile on your face, and I wonder, is it a mask? Or can I make you happy? Girl, do you like it when we laugh? I've lived through many things, and so have you. Even if this attraction turned to friends, girl, I would still hold this so true. See, in some ways you could say, I am you. Through the eyes of my child, there will never be a secret. If there was one to be, I don't want to keep it. In the attraction, you seem to give more than you take. And if for grateful being for granted, for you I will not forsake. With I, girl, you don't know what it is just yet. Scratching your head, but something about me makes me hard to forget. I can feel that in so many ways. I could think about it sitting here. I could think about it forever and forever and for days. And it gets to me so bad when I see such a hurt heart. Maybe, girl, that's why instead I get torn apart. But I never do it back to you. I'm too good. I'm too smart. Still, the attraction to you remains my art. You see, I'm not here to bring anyone down. I'm here to help you up. I'm here to keep you around. I can flip it like this, but flip it will never be down. As for Southie, I'm at home, and Southie is my hometown. I could build on so many things, like the aspirations of you. But then to myself, I must always remain true, never new. New attraction to you, I think by far. An attraction to my soul, woman, you just happen to be the star. So I say this to you, girl, more ways than one. God damn it, baby, being attracted to you is so fucking fun. Attraction. That's it.
Is that the name of it? Attraction?
That's the name of it. What do you think?
That's awesome. This is, you've never said that to anyone? You never...
You're the one who got the exclusive.
Aw, now you make me feel special.
You are special. Like I told you, I don't really, I don't really talk to a lot of people, and you know that, Shelly. I don't share a lot with a lot of people. I keep it on the DL. So
yeah, I know.
If I get that feeling of, something inside me tells me, that this is right, do this, and then I just go with it now. I don't argue with it. I don't think about it. I just go. And I got that feeling with you. I got that mutual respect and that mutual love with you. I know I can trust you.
Yeah, it's about honor. That's what it is. That's what's lost in this world. And it's not just, I think it's not just about, like, the training that I've gone through. Everybody goes through things, and I was like, you know what? I've been hurt in the past. You know, it's okay, and
yep.
I did have a happy childhood, and it was hard. And even, going through a relationship, it's finding out that the person wasn't faithful and all this touch. I go, you know what? It's okay. The thing that helped me, I stepped into a dojo in martial arts.
It made
arts,
you stronger.
And, yeah. Yeah, it made me
you
stronger.
Had to get, you had to go. Go ahead. You have to go there to get to here, though. You have to go through that to get to this.
Yeah.
And
correct? It's like, because I never thought 10 years ago I would be doing any of this or facing the real truth that next year,
talking
well,
to,
this is the year.
You never thought you'd be talking to Kid Style when he's okay.
No. No, I don't even think I'd be talking to half the people that I talk to. I network around the world, the greatest stunt people, and getting to work with Jackie Chan. I've been dying, working for 10 years.
I know.
And that's it.
This is
the year.
Your wish. Can you hold on 1 second? My son's calling in. I'm just going to answer it and come right back to you.
Okay. I'm going to play a song. So if you want to call back in, I'm going to go to a song and then call back in.
I'll call back in 5 minutes.
Okay, all right. We'll talk to you back in 5 minutes.
Play Selkie is my hometown.
I can't. It's because it's not. It's I have to get permission for songs. That's the thing in the station. We don't have permission to play the song, so I only have certain songs. I have to get permission. So if I could, I would be playing
play a song,
it. So.
Play a song, and I'll call you back in 5 minutes.
Okay, that sounds good.
All right, sweetie.
All right. All right, bye. See you. Listen to. I'll hear you in about 5 minutes. Okay, Kid will be back. He had to go talk to his son for a minute. But what I'm gonna do is I play this wicked awesome song. It's an epic song that's in one of the films that I'm in, where I'm playing a superhero. Where it's the Valkyrie, and I'm playing a superhero. So this is just definitely awesome. And I have to be very thankful for my brother, Ahura Zakor Deliza, because of that man, he's one of the reasons why I will be working on a film set with Jackie Chan next year. Well, it's actually this year. I'm still not used to saying 2013. I have to know this is the year of the water snake. So if you know that music sets the mood in a film. And the song Battle Song, when you hear it, you're going to know that this song sets the mood for our film Valkyrie. So this is the man, the myth, the legend himself, Ahura Zakor Deliza, and his beautiful, lovely wife, Sonari, with Battle Song. Here we go.
Rush to my aid.
song with the man, the myth, the legend himself, Ahura Zecora DeLisa, and his beautiful, lovely wife, Sonari, which I do have the honor that I get to work with them every single weekend on Saturdays. We've been filming and doing this film, which is just an honor to be able to play a superhero. You know, there's a lot of people that didn't want to give me a chance. And one of the films that I was in, we've come a long way, a short film which was 45 minutes long. And, you know, I fought so very hard to overcome the people that just did not could see me as a superhero. And I did not want to play the roles of the hookers and the sluts and the hoes, because when I was first got into acting, when I was training a lot in the dojo, I had my body really ripped. And a lot of people like, you know, you should take it as a compliment that people want to give you these roles. And I go, why? They're going to make me take my clothes off and have me run around half naked with my shirt, you know, undone, screaming like an idiot. And it's not something that I wanted to do. So, of course, I kept trying to find the people that I wanted to see would work with me with my creativity. And I wanted to do my own little stunts. And I'm not saying, I've never claimed I'm the best actress in the world or anything. I don't want to work on every single film set. I want to work with Jackie Chan. So for the past 10 years, I've been trying to find the people that I want to work with. And Ahura, when I first met him, I told him, you know, people don't want to give me a chance. And now, come on, I'm 5'8". And I have basic martial arts skills, where even now I even trained a year in Tai Chi with Z. He's a master of many different martial arts. And I told him, even before I trained in martial arts with him, I said, you know, people aren't giving me a chance. And I just want one chance to do at least one fight scene. He goes, ah. So little did I know, lo and behold, what he had in store for me in a film, in Anna Kriya, which I played three characters. I played a warrior woman. I played a taxi cab driver, which I learned how to drive standard, because the day of the shoot when I played the taxi cab driver, that's when I learned how to drive standard. And it was all hilarity because I couldn't get the car to go when we were actually filming. So everybody's on the hill where the parking lot is, where I'm trying to get to drive with one of the leads in the back, Olivia. And I'm like, I'm trying to be all serious, and the car kept stalling out. And I was doing it really well, driving around in the stick shift, the regular H, you know, around Maine. When it was time to film, I couldn't do it. It was just really hysterical. And here I am trying to, you know, do the stick shift and stuff, and I couldn't do it when we were filming. But my favorite character that I got to do was my Chan. Never thought, this in a million years. Z told me. And now, you can call Z Ahura Z because his middle name is Zecora, but Z is a lot easier for people to call him Z. And he says, I'm going to put you in my film and you're going to fight me. Now, that was like, I was like, really, really, really? The thing is, you got to see Z. Big guy. He's like, you're going to fight me. I was excited, but I almost was going to crap my pants because I was like, what? And this guy is trained in many different martial arts. He's a master. And I'm going to fight you? Really? Seriously? So the day of shooting, they've got me wrapped up. No, I'm 5'8". I'm as tall as Dean. He's a big brick wall, this guy. And he's telling me what to do. He goes, okay, hit me. And I'm like, no. He's like, you want to do the show, hit me. I'm like, I'm not supposed to hit you. And he's like, you got to really hit me. And it's just like, I'm a mosquito hitting this big wall. And I'm going, And it's like insult to injury. He boots me in my butt. I fall down, and I'm getting all mad. And he's like, don't put full force like that. I forget what he said to me. He's like, okay. He, like, picked me up and threw me. And I bounced off the ground. And I'm like, and I hit the ground. And I was just like, oh, my God, this hurts. Yeah, duh, it hurts. But having that reality sink in when I hit the ground. Now, we didn't have nothing on the ground. It was the ground. It was the wintertime, and we were filming in Maine in Fort Williams. It was so cold, and people were walking their dogs. My head hit dog poop. I landed in dog poop, and my head hit it, but, I mean, it was all wrapped up, and so we were doing the scene for about 2.5 hours in the cold, and I was, like, all wrapped up, and there was no space for my nose and my mouth to breathe, so I had sweat and boogers all in this thing that was covering my mouth because I was dressed up like a ninja. I just get thrown into the other kid and stuff like that. Oh, my God. It was just this funny thing, this Jackie Chan moment. And I was just sitting there going, thinking, this is hysterical that I got to do it. But, I mean, the first film that we really did, and we've come a long way to do with Valcare, and even the costumes and everything we're doing, you know, filming in the cold 2 weeks ago when we were filming in the cold, it was so cold. I don't know. I can't even tell you that this film set that I'm working on for Falcare, it's actually the hardest film set I've ever worked on in my life. It is so cold when we're filming. It's the only thing we want to do after we're filming is get warm and eat and just pass out, because it's really rough to film out there in the winter. And we didn't have any, we just had skin, our arms, you know, was that we were carrying trees and big rocks and everything. And this is like rocky training. We're training while we're filming. And it's something I just like, it's an experience. it's not easy. And believe me, I do feel blessed that I'm able to do this. And this is something I wanted to do my whole life. And I know everything, one thing leads to another. And I know that, you know, my dream is coming true this year. In 2013, this year, the year of the water snake, I'm going to work with Jackie Chan. And I couldn't be any happier. I can't tell you which film I'm going to be on as of yet. I don't know. All I know is that I'm going to be working with him this year. And everything that I've gone through in my life, it is going to be worth it. And just holding on all this time, it's just, I can't tell you how I've held on, maybe because I found the people that are just like the most positive people. I think my problem is, and I do repeat myself, is I was around the most negative people in the world, and they were toxin and very poison, and all they did was use people. But when you have a good heart, you kind of become blinded to these people. But you learn after a while, and yes, I have my own free will. It was my own fault to pick the people before that, you know, be around. I mean, just because you have a good heart, that just gives you an excuse to be stupid. And yes, young and stupid what I was. So I learned. But, you know, you have to remember in your past, all the negative things, you shouldn't use it as a torture device today in your present. And you should know better. When things happen bad in the past, you should know better in the future, that you should become stronger and much wiser. And it's true. As you get older, you know, you do become wiser. It's something you gain with experience. And that's what I learned, is not to be stupid anymore. So to be lucky and blessed to do all I'm doing, I never thought I'd be doing a radio show. I mean, I never thought I would be networking with so many people in each country around the world, the greatest stuntman, martial artist in the world, to be able to do that. And I got to admit it, it's a strange world up here in Maine for me, being away from Boston for 3 years. It's just kind of different. But I'm away from all the drama. And people are never going to have a chance like I am, so I am very thankful. I live with peace and harmony. And in the summertime around here, it's absolutely beautiful. Of course, in the winter, I don't think the polar bears and the penguins from the North Pole could even stand this. So, you know, if anybody wants to call in, I do have the video chat popped up. There's two telephone numbers. It's 347-989-1473, 347-989-1473, and 877-907-7217, 877-907-7217. Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to play another song, which I'm very blessed to know one of the companies that I always consider to be part of family is Triceptor Studios back in Boston with my bro, Crosby Tatum. And it's Laz and Cat, and the song is called Feel. It's just a very heartwarming, feel-good type of song, and I got to be in the video with this, and I had so much fun, and I'll just never forget that. So what I'm going to do is play Feel. Like I said, it's an upbeat, happy song. So here we go with Laz and Cat, to the song feel.
Yeah, last rip. Caterpie, Miss Smith and Envy. For the little 9 yard, yeah. Check this out. Yeah, Triceptors Studios. Check it, yeah, yeah. Yo, chillin' in the club, toastin' it up, having some fun, just enjoying the love. I saw you walking by looking all upset. That was a cue for me, just the end of the set. To take you from your low, bring you to your high. Tell you positive things like how you so fly. After the club, meet me at the ride. We'll go to the beach, count the stars in the sky. In the meantime, tell me about your nine. You're the finest thing that's dressing all wide. Clothes you got on is a major turn on. Me looking at your mind is an instant all on. Yeah, God, it's the way how you touching me. Sending me a vibe right through my body. You're so attractive and I'm so addictive. Yeah, that's something different, I'm dying to get with it.
Ooh, I like the way you always touching on me. Ooh, I like the way you put chills on my body. Ooh, I like the way you always on my mind. Ooh, I like the way how you do it every time. Ooh, ha, ha, ooh, ha, ha, ooh, you just make me feel.
Prime time player, used to chew girls up like now and later. Used to have 10 shorties all up in the jack. Used to bang them all out like they never really had. I was going buck wild, I really didn't care. Had the blinged up loops plus the lined up hair. So fresh, so clean, y'all can help to stare. Living like Liberace with rockets to spare. Till I saw you, you opened up my eyes. The way you showed me love, it was definitely surprise. Never ever met a girl who kept it so right. Never ever met a girl who matched my left or right. Now it's just me and you, let's play one on one. What we played for, she said, I said for your heart. Accept the invitation, let's have some fun. From the nighttime sky to the early morning sunlight.
How can I approach you on this? You make my whole heart to bliss. When you're near me, I get chills. Without you around, I'm going ill. I'd probably die if you were mine. Book you for murder, you're a crime. Looking in your eyes, I feel a fine. As soon as hell, don't waste no time. Ooh, ha, ha, you just make me feel, feel.
Cat of Triceptor Studios, and I will never forget having a ball being in that video. Anyway, you know, this is Shelly Nunchucks, and my show is about life, love, inspiration, and dreams. And, you know, on my way, I talk quite a lot about Jackie Chan because the man, he has influenced me ever since I was real little. And I just feel blessed to be able to look up to a man like this. And I think because of being able to look up to a man like Jackie Chan, is it helped me to survive in this world. A lot of people have many different idols, and if you just recently heard a kid, he actually, he loves the Patriots, it's his thing, and there's actually a video on YouTube that shows his love for the Patriots. So everybody has their own thing, and like I said, my thing is to work with Jackie Chan. It's just something I've wanted to for so many years, and I've been working very hard and doing my homework for the past 10 years. You know, it doesn't matter what anybody says, you know, about my dream or anything, because anybody that doesn't like it, doesn't believe it or whatever, they're not in my life. So they have not seen what I've been doing in the past 10 years. And, you know, you can't please everyone, and not everybody in life is going to like you. You know what? That's perfectly fine. And I just know staying positive is the best thing on my road to actually get to work with Jackie Chan, which next year, it is this year, 2013. I don't know which home set I will get on, but it's a set I will be getting on. And remember, Chinese New Year, February 10th. I can't wait because that's an awesome holiday. I gained about 10 pounds because I have all this fresh Chinese food up here. It's awesome. We have a great big celebration, and I'm going to have to make sure I take that Monday off, February 11th, because Chinese New Year is just a great big experience. We get to get all those awesome Asian action films with subtitles, and it would be nice if we got a DVD of Chinese Zodiac with Jackie Chan. I know. I can't wait. It's supposed to be premiering in America, even though it's been playing, and it became number one in film over in China since it's been playing. So I'm happy for Jackie. Congratulations. I'm pretty sure Jackie Chan is actually celebrating with the success of Chinese Zodiac. Anyway, I think this could possibly be Ken back on. Just give me one moment. I'm going to bring him back on. As you've heard, he's a very positive person. He's probably could be a really good role model for some kids because he works his butt off. So let me see if this is Kid. Hold on. Hello, guest. You're on the air.
Yes, it's Shelly there.
Yeah, it's Shelly. It's Kid again, right?
Yes, baby. And guess who came in? Guess who came to visit me? Boston's own super producer, I-Rock Z.
Is he there?
I-Rock, say what's up. Say what's up,
I-Rock.
What's up, Shelly Nunchuck? How you doing?
Whoa, I-Rock, what's up?
I-Rock Z, Beast, Boston's best producer.
Can you see how the two best in Boston and she were together all times? See, Shelly, I told you.
You're
He's like my brother.
Again.
You have two stars on your show tonight.
This is awesome.
I bet you didn't think you were going to get that, did you?
No, I get two for the price of one.
Yeah, you got two stars. I told
this
you he was
awesome.
Coming back. He's with me. I-Rock is with me every night. We work together every night. We have developed a relationship like brothers, you know what I mean? He's like what Jay used to be to me, you know, when I was around Jay. Now that Jay's gone and Cali, I don't see him anymore. And you know who introduced me and I-Rock together, right?
Yeah. So it's like, can we talk a little bit about I-Rock?
Yeah, Jay introduced me to I-Rock. I didn't know who he was. And Jay, he was working with Jay one day, and they were talking on Facebook or something, and I said something to Jay, and then Rock said something back to me, and we ended up meeting up. He lived across the street from my baby mother. I never knew that. He used to see my son all the time, and I went over and I met him, and then ever since then, that was 7 years ago, and ever since then, me and him have been best friends.
That's awesome. And what have you guys been up to? What have you both been doing? Is you still working on the film Ticking Time Bombs? What's going on with that?
We're actually working on two movies right now. We're finishing Ticking Time Bombs, me and Rock, and we're in the process of the screenplay almost being done of Whitey 2K, and we're going to be casting it. And we definitely have a role for Shelly Nunchucks.
Oh, awesome.
She's going to play an eccentric, salty, crazy girl from the projects.
Yes, I love it. Oh, my God. I'm definitely going to do it.
Oh, you'll be the best for this role. I know you are. See, when I look at things, I vision them. Remember I told you I'm a Pisces, so I have that spiritual side to me. I close my eyes and I vision it, and I can just see how I want you in this. I can see you playing this salty girl that I'm going to have you play when you read the script. You're going to love it. You're going to be like, this is so me.
Okay, that sounds awesome. I'll definitely do it.
And like I said, me and Rock, I-Rock's been working on a lot of new music lately. I did a freestyle for I-Rock. And now that me and Rock are going to do a little something for you. After we, you know, do a little medicinal marijuana. We need a little medicine. We're hurting a little right now, so we need to help our spirit.
Yeah, do some martial arts. That'll help your spirit.
Not me. He's the one with the blunt in his mouth. I'm not afraid to say it. It's legal. It's legal in Massachusetts.
Oh,
did
no.
you know
Well, I don't
know.
I haven't lived in Massachusetts for 3 years, so it's kind of like it's not my thing. I can't, for me personally, I don't, you know, I can't put people down. It's like people's own life. I have my own life to worry about. It's just I learned how to cope with things through martial arts. That's what I've learned. And
that's good. That's your spiritual side. But see, I've always said it, and to the day I die, I believe it. I believe marijuana has been around for a long time, and I believe back in the days, it was actually, back in the old days, I studied it. It was actually like a god. It was people worshipped marijuana for what it did for them because it came from the earth. It was natural. They, you know, they figured God put it here for them, and it helped with so many different things. Women in labor, people, you know, schizophrenia. People were back pain. It had so many different, you know, things that it helped people do. And I can't understand why they all of a sudden made it illegal. And then I figured it out, and I did some studying, and I found out why they made it illegal. And I'll be the first one to say it on your show. The reason why the U.S. government made marijuana illegal was because they knew that it made people happy, it made people content, and it made people creative. And those three things are the enemy of the government. Because they don't want happy people. Happy people don't go to work and pay taxes. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know what you're saying. I just I found a different thing, though, that I wish a lot of people, I wish it was actually free, is actually acupuncture. And I found out when I had a migraine, that helped me. And it's not like when people hear about needles, they think, oh, my God, they're scared of it. But they're so small. And afterwards, with my migraine, it made me relax. And that's all natural because it gets deep into you, and there's no known bad side effects or anything from acupuncture. And that's been around. It's part of the Asian culture. And I've been learning and studying from other countries.
And marijuana has been around since the beginning of 2500 BC, back in the Jesus days. And I am a firm believer, and I don't care, and I'm not trying to sound sacrilegious, and you know I'm the most religious person there is, but I honestly, to God, believe that Jesus Christ and the disciples, you know, practiced the art of smoking marijuana.
Well, I guess it's something if you believe. I just don't, you know, I don't really get into all the religion thing. I just, you know, it's something... I can't tell people what to do with their lives. You know what I'm saying? It's not something that I want to put on, you know, I don't want to put anybody down or something. Everybody to each their own. It's just I know what works for me. Do you know what I'm saying? It's like whatever works for me, that's what I keep doing, and I talk about stuff that I do. So it's like to talk about other alternatives and talk about
stuff,
you know? And
you do the best, Shelly. Well, let's get off that subject right now, because right now I got an exclusive. I got BBMD, BBMD. That's an acronym, and it stands for Boston's Best Music Producer, BBMP, Boston's Best Music Producer. Mr. IROG Z Beats is here with me, and he wanted to talk to you and say a couple of things to you, Shelly. So I'm going to pass the mic over to him and let him say
okay.
What's up to everybody.
Okay.
Shelly, what's up, Shelly?
Hi,
Shelly,
Rob.
Thank you for having
How
me on the
doing?
Show. Thank you for having me on the
welcome.
Show.
You're very welcome. So I want to know a little about you. Now, how did you get into the music business and doing what you're doing?
Basically, I want to say Happy New Year to you and to everyone listening right now. And I go by the name of IROG Z Beats, Boston's music producer. And I basically started off making beats when I was young, probably around the age of 12. And, you know, I idolized a lot of people growing up in the Boston scene and, you know, just all over the world for music. And my thing was, you know, I liked when, you know, I used to DJ when I was young, like, you know, like little parties and stuff like that. And I used to like people dancing and all that. But my whole thing is like, yeah, I'm the DJ playing the music and people are dancing, but who makes the beats that people dance to? So my thing was like, you know, I want to be the producer, the one who...
Fascinated by the beat.
Yeah, I was fascinated by the beat, so I wanted to make the beats, you know. And, you know, after, you know, just growing up and meeting all these different people, I started to get different connections. And, you know, I started to basically get a name for myself, which was IROG Z Beats. And, you know, growing up, you know, I met a lot of people in my life who helped me out. And, you know, I became, you know, Boston's number one producer as far as hip-hop goes, you know, and I just ran with it. So right now, basically, I got a lot of projects I'm working on as far as, like, soundtracks, movies and stuff that I'm doing, acting.
With Hulk.
And all that, you know. So that's basically what I'm doing right now. And
who are you doing it with?
That's really it.
So can you guys talk a little, like, what have you, what was one of the most popular, I don't know if you can say song or track, what's one of the most popular tracks you've ever done?
I mean, I got a song right now. It's on my website. If you go to iRock, www.irockzbeats.com, it's a song with this guy, Lou Armstrong. And it's a song with featuring Vado, and he's from New York, who's a big artist right now in New York. And, you know, I'm just riding with that track right now, and a lot of people are saying that it's got a lot of buzz and all that, and it's getting a lot of views on YouTube. So that's kind of the biggest song I'm doing right now. I got a lot of projects I'm really working on that are big projects, you know, I really can't talk about, but, you know, mm-hmm. I'm in the mix of doing them right now.
Okay. Well, maybe I can have you a guest on the show when you're able to talk about, like, you know, I know how it goes. You can't say anything because what people, the thing that is in the entertainment business is that people like to steal people's ideas. So I totally understand. Instead of saying, you know, give a little bit of, you know, props to where you get your ideas from, they're like, oh, I came up with this idea myself. And I think that's totally wrong. I mean, I think people would be more appreciative, people were honest. So believe me, I totally understand. And when you're able to, you know, talk about your projects, you're welcome to call in any time. And since this is my show, I always says, and I told Kid that my show is like inviting a guest to my house. I'm not going to, you know.
Don't
you call
me.
What'd he say?
He said Kid Styles.
Kid Style.
Okay, give me a Kid Style, I'm going to get a spanking.
I'm going to pass the phone back to him, but what I was going to say is that I just want to let people know they can look me up on Facebook at IrockZBeats and basically just Google my name, IrockZBeats. And everything you want, it comes up if you're looking for anything,
don't
really.
With Kid.
So thank you, Shelly, for having me on the show, all right?
Well, welcome, and you're welcome anytime.
Shelly. He's a little shy. I'm trying to break him into the business. See, that's what I'm saying. That's what happens when you have a 26-year-old and a 40-year-old. That 14-year difference people don't think matters. But, oh, boy, does it matter. It's like from Earth to fucking Mars. It matters. Because it matters in experience. It matters in business. It matters in the whole nine yards.
Yeah, you got to, like, if he wants to be in the entertainment business, he can't be shy.
Exactly. That's the first thing I told him, you know what I mean? You can tell that he's not very, see, as a producer, I understand. They're more, like I said, they're more serene. They're more into themselves, you know. They're more into, like, being alone and creating. And so it's hard for them. If you ever talk to any producers, you never notice that they talk a lot. You have Dr. Dre. I mean, he was a rapper before he became a producer. But you know me, I study the music business, and I study these guys. And I talk to a lot of producers, and they all say the same thing, you know. They keep to themselves. They got that more, what's that word there? You leaving? Oh, you're leaving right now? So that's the point I was trying to make. Can you light this for me? Hold on a second, Shelly.
Yeah, okay.
can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. You're leaving me hanging on my own show.
No, I'm right here, baby. We were just lighting the blunt.
Shelly, not Chuck.
We love Shelly.
Hey.
All right, Shelly.
Jackie Chan forever.
Jackie Chan forever, he said.
That
was
I-Rock. 2013. This is the year. This is the year I get on my Jackie Chan film set.
You leave me? What's Jackie Chan's movie? What's his new movie?
No, what's his main one? His all
he's,
what's Jackie Chan's most famous movie, Shelly?
What's his most famous movie? I think Drunken Master. He has plenty of them, but I think one of my favorite is First Strike.
Rush Hour 2 with Chris Tucker. Best movie ever.
You know that he's actually...
Rush Hour 2
is the best. I mean, the way they mix Jackie Chan's seriousness with Chris Tucker's funniness, see, when you can do that, that's when you got a hit movie. That movie, Rush Hour 2, made almost $82 million. and it was just a comedy. The budget on that movie, Shelley, was only like, I believe, $10 million. So for a $10 million movie, they made $82 million. That's eight times. I think they had a hit on their hands. That's why they made three of them.
His films always bring in a lot of money, too. And it's like, it's kind of funny because if you really think about it, there's a lot of films that people don't know that he's done in China, and there are subtitles.
Jackie Chan is an icon. You know, he's been in Hollywood for almost 40 years. Think about that.
Well,
you know what I mean? He's a legend. To me, he's a legend.
Yeah, and the thing is, he went back to his roots, too. That's another thing, too. He went back. And he moved out of Hollywood. He sold his California home because he wanted to really go back to his roots, and that's what he did. And it's kind of like
he made it from China to America, and then America back to China. This guy did it three times. He was famous in China. Think about leaving your country and going to another country and becoming more famous. That's what he did.
Went back and they were like, holy shit.
And then he went back to and he helped them out.
And
they loved him. When he left, he was like, you know, they probably weren't even talking to him.
Like Ray Allen coming back.
Yeah, you know what I mean? He wasn't very well known. And now he comes back, and look at him. He's a superstar.
Million.
Yeah, he's actually been a superstar in China for a very long time. It's just when he came to America, he was a big star, but he was in Cannonball Run, and no one knew who he was, and he had to prove himself. So the thing is, with Rush Hour, huh?
What was that movie you just Cannonball?
Cannonball Run is when he did a first film here, and people didn't know who he was, but that was the first time.
I didn't know he was in that.
He was in one and two.
Oh, I'm going to have to check that out. You know me, I'm a movie connoisseur. I never knew that. See how I learn new things? I learned Tony on Google checking it. I learned Tony on Google checking it out. Oh, my God, Kelly, if they could put a camera in the room, I've been saying this all my life, if they could put a camera in the room and not tell me and my buddy, me and Rock, when we're together, it's on, you would have a fucking unbelievable show. People would be calling you off the hook.
Jeff
Bezos
has a reality show.
And remember that reality show you were asking about in Salty?
My cousin.
That's IROC's cousin, Jason Mazio. John Mazio.
I want to know something because I'm really kind of like, the way things are shown in Boston, especially in South Boston, they've shown it in a very negative thing, like reality shows. And there's this one that's on A&E. And I want to know, are they going to make people look retarded?
Shelly, that's what I'm talking about now, and this is my best friend, and we're fighting about this. I don't like it either, because I'm a true salty person, and you've seen my documentary. My documentary is 10,000 strong on YouTube. People love my saying, and like I said, true salty wouldn't allow that. I wouldn't allow it. They're not going to make a joke of us. They're not going to make us the next Jersey Shore. I can assure you of that.
Because I was like, when I saw it, and I was reading about it. Now, I don't get TV up here. I haven't got TV in 3 years. And when I found out they're doing a reality show in South Diego, is this going to be like Jersey Shore? And I'm sitting here going, oh, my dear God. So I'm getting sick and tired of it, no disrespect to your cousin, IROC, but, see, I don't know anything about it.
He said the same thing. He's not. He was just explaining to me. They're trying to make us look like dirt. They faked a lot of the scenes. They're acting it out, and they're just trying to. And there's people suing right now. The brother Ralph Mazio, Jen's brother, is suing the show.
No, he's not.
Yeah, I can tell the truth. So what?
Not.
But anyway, there's a big uproar in Salty about these people thinking they can come in and turn us into Jersey Shore. Don't forget, they've already had two camera crews from California basically intimidated and kicked out of South Boston. I got on the phone with one of them, Doran Ofer, and I was talking to him. He's the guy who created Jersey Shore. And he told me, Shelly, this guy, you know what I mean, the one who made the Jersey Shore show, I hunted him down and found him, and I let him know when he was in Salty. I was like, listen, I pulled him to the side, and I said he wanted me to be there. And I go, listen, you don't come into this town and disrespect us. One. Two, you don't ever make us out to look like fools. We don't play fools for the camera. Three. And four, if you ever think you're going to do it behind our backs and we find we will come here, beat the fuck out of you, break all your equipment, put you on a plane, and send you back to California. You know what he did, Shelly? He called the network and said, I ain't working with them crazy fuckers.
I just want to say something, kids. See, I'm doing it the totally opposite way because I'm sick and tired of what they show, like, anybody that's part Italian, especially women, right? And it's like, I had to fight very hard because when I was in the dojo, right, and I got really ripped, and all they wanted to give me is the hole and the sluts and those type of roles, and I'd have to take my clothes off, and I go, I don't want to do this. And people didn't want to give me a chance, so I had for 10 years, you know, looking for people, and it's like, you know, I'm coming for Boston, and I want to show a positive way, and it's like, I want people to be proud going, there's a Boston girl, she did it her way, and she ended up working with Jackie Chan doing it on her way without looking like a stupid idiot, you know. I play strong characters, and I want to show that a woman coming from Boston,
I'm saying it right now. He's about to leave. We love Shelly Nunchuck. She's an original. She's what do you think? You think, wait a minute, Shelly. Let me explain to these people that are listening. So you think I would take the time of day to come on some show with some clown and talk about my roots? Obviously, these people don't know Kid Style. And Shelly keeps calling me Kid, but my name's Kid Style.
I'm sorry. You're going to give me a spank, and I know I'm sorry. Listen for one second.
I'm going to explain to everybody what Kid Style is. It's not just a name. It's a concept. And you know me, I love it's an acronym. And it stands for what I am, my spirit. It stands for Keen Intellectual Disciple of Jesus Christ, who's sexy, talented, young, living energy. If you spell that, it's Kid Style. Hold on, I want to say bye. Hold on.
All right, Shelly, I'm about to run, but thank you for having me on the show, all right?
Well, thank you, and call in anytime.
And listen, also, if you want to speak to my cousin about the reality show that she's doing in South Boston, just let me know on Facebook, okay? And I'll tell her to contact you so you can have her on the radio, all right?
Okay. I'm just hoping that they're going to show people in a positive way. What I'm hoping for.
The reality show is about her family and how, basically, just about how their family manages their life in South Boston and all that. And I don't know if it's bad or not. I haven't seen the show, but like I said, if you want to talk to her, you let me know, and I'll set it up. But I got to run, all right? It was nice talking to you.
Okay, thank you.
All right, bye.
IROC's leaving, everybody. Say bye, IROC. Bye, IROC. I love him. I love him so much. Every time he comes here, we are brothers. Love you, brother.
All right.
Hey, hold on real quick. What about ticking time bombs? I know she's playing a pop, but when are we going to start filming? That's what we want to know, me and Shelly. Oh, he ran out, Shelly.
Well, he
just comes in and sees me. He said he can't complete his day without seeing Wayne. For some reason, I bring a spark of joy to him. See how that is? Isn't that awesome that I can have that power to be able to give somebody, you know what I mean? I do matter. See, I matter. I matter for one person, a good friend of mine that I love, who happens to be real creative, too, super creative, Shelly. This kid is, I'm telling you, I found him. You know Wayne. I've been in the business 40 years. It's like, that's why I love Jackie Chan. Let me explain something about my love for Jackie Chan, why I love him. I love Jackie because he's original, he's real. He's lived it. He's experienced it. Everything he writes from his heart. Everything he does from his heart. His soul. He's a great, good man, and he's a part of God, and I think God that lets people like him reflect on the world so they can see what positivity really can be. And Jackie's a super positive guy. I mean, I've never met him, but just his core, I can tell his spiritual core, he's very, he's got that. You know what I mean? That's why I love him. I see why I know you're infatuated with him. You're with Jackie Chan, like Rock said. I Rock said, like, I'm with Tom Brady.
Yeah, that's what I said earlier. Since everybody's got their thing, you like the Patriots and stuff, and mine's Jackie Chan. And being very positive, overcoming, I'm the underdog, where I was always in last place with everything. You know, being poor and growing up poor.
Isn't that the great thing in life, everybody does their own thing. That's it. Variety. That's what God wanted.
Yeah, and if you really think about this, right, guess how this is kind of ironic, right? Now,
yep.
The people that passed me up, right, you know, independent films and stuff, things that I got passed up for, right, these were independent films.
Yep.
Well, right now, Jackie Chan, in the thing that I have on my Facebook, he's number one in the whole world. And just think of
yep.
this is the year I'm going to work on a film set with the number one man in the whole entire entertainment business in the whole world. And
well, I hope you don't forget me.
I wasn't good enough. Huh?
I said, I hope you don't never forget me.
No. My point was, there was people that thought I wasn't good enough, right, to work with them that
hey,
are
God,
not even as big.
You're going to be able to stick your nose. You're going to be able to stick your nose up and go, to the world.
Well, it's not so much as sticking my nose up, but showing that I am good enough, and the people that passed me up, I'm going to work with a person who's even bigger than the people that passed me up. So that just proves that I am worth it.
I put that on YouTube tonight, Shelley. When you go on my page, I got a thing up of the greatest, it's called the greatest failures of all time. Do you want me to name some of them? Albert Einstein. They told him he was a fool and that he would never be a scientist to go away. The Beatles, the first album that they went to, they said they don't like that music. It was junk and they would never play that on their radio station. Elvis Presley, the king of rock, was told his first time when he went and auditioned that, no, we don't like that. You don't sound good. See, you got to remember, in this business, this is where you know if you're a real star in this business, if you can understand this one concept, and only this one concept, what it all comes down to. Either you do it because you love it and it's part of you and the money comes secondary, once the money. But if you're in it just because of the money and the fame and everything, that's where you're going to realize you're not real. That's why this business is so hard. Acting means being. You understand that, right?
Yeah, it's about it.
You remember, you got a real legend on your show. You don't realize how important of a show you had tonight. You have a Boston legend on your show. Mark Wahlberg, my best friend, who's a super movie star now, was my best friend. And he told me, he writes letters about me. He said to Jay, is Kid Styles still rapping? Is he still doing his thing? And he said, if he ever comes out to California, tell him to look me up. I got his back on anything he wants to do. And
awesome. Here's
where the army came in. You know why I didn't leave though? This is why I wrote my book though. This is the movie, Shelley. I'm giving you a big part. Nobody else knows this. This is the big plot of the movie. Does he or doesn't he? Like in Goodwill Hunting when he leaves, does he or doesn't he? Does he succeed or does he fail? And what my movie shows is I succeeded, even though I started failing. I failed at the beginning of my whole life. But then at that one point, I seen the light. And I said, you know what? I grabbed it and I pulled it into my soul. And ever since then, I've been in control. And now I play the ultimate role. You see, I took the control from the deadbeats. I know it's not sweet, but I had to give them a treat. Because sometimes nutrition, they don't eat.
Mm-hmm.
Is that too much rhyming for you?
No, I like it. It's just that it's like I can relate to a lot of things. I mean, we had different lives, but it's like
overcoming. Did you understand what I just said? Did you understand what I just said?
When you said about a sweet, did you say sweets?
I said they don't like it because it's not a part of their treats. Hold on. Can you hear me better now, Shel?
Yeah, I can hear you now. Yep.
Okay, there was a thing wrong with my phone. I said, I was freestyling. I closed my eyes and did it. I just wanted to give you a taste. We were talking, and I showed you that even during a conversation, I can make the words rhyme, all the words, and make it part of the conversation so you understand what we were talking about. And I said, basically, they told me in the beginning that I wasn't going to get it. My whole life, you're going to get a million no's. This is my antidote, see? Albert Einstein. They told him. He wasn't going to be nothing. He was a loser. Get out of here. And look at him. He's now reflecting. You know what it blows my mind? This is what blows my mind, Shelley, and I want to know this. If anybody can answer this one question, this is the eternal question. How do we know? Listen, how do we know about somebody 450 years ago? Ain't nobody was here. Ain't nobody been that old. How do we know? And then they point out all this, oh, we got this and we got that. And we no, no. See, I don't believe all that. I want concrete facts. I want evidence. That's the type of man I am. I grew up to know that if somebody says something, it isn't what it is. People lie. The worst thing in this world, do you know what the worst weapon in this world is, Shelly? It ain't a gun. I'm going to blow people. Yeah, remember, I'm a philosopher. I know a lot of things. I'm very smart. I study the Bible, Shelly. I don't just read the Bible. I study the Bible, and I know the codes in the Bible. I know certain codes, and I know what's going on.
And yeah, people I know scared, a lot of people. Oh. Yeah, a lot of people,
yeah,
like my brother.
Away by it, and I,
yeah.
I'm a prophet. I'm a prophet, and I know this for sure. But answer this one question, and if people can answer this one question, right? With all that, they told Albert Einstein he'd never be nothing, and then he rose up. Okay, all of that doesn't happen because of, this is what blows me away. There has to be something, a spirit, a something energy. That's why I say everything's about energy to me. Oh, I'm sorry I screamed Kid Style to you. I just wanted you to understand, Shell, what it meant. I designed that word. Do you know who actually, you want to hear the origin of the whole thing, how Kid Style became, how I first got Kid Style? You want to hear
I want to know.
I'm not boring you. I'm not boring you, I hope, talking too much,
no,
am I?
No, no, I want to hear it. This is exactly what I wanted to do. I don't even have to ask the questions because these are the questions that I'm asking you. Like, want
wow,
to ask
it's like
you.
I, it's like I can read your mind.
Yeah, it's
okay,
scary.
Listen. Okay. Listen, yeah, you got a little you got a prophet and a psychic on your show tonight. You can promote it.
Yeah.
Nobody knows. I got Kid Style, and he's gonna tell me the whole profile of how the X file began. You're on. She wants to know about the X file. Can we open up the X file? Oh, you give Shelly permission. Okay, the X file is getting opened up. All right. Picture this. Close your eyes. I was 13 years old. I was working at WZ. Now, this is in the movie. I had to put this in the movie. Because remember I told you my movie is all about my life? That's why it's going to be a blockbuster hit. Because the shit that happened in my life don't happen in life. You understand, Shelly? They may think I'm nuts, but what happened in my life was like a movie, and everybody used to say it to me my whole life. You should, your life's a movie. So I finally figured it out. Like I said one day, I was like, holy fuck, my life's a movie. I should write about this because this should actually happen. 13 years old. I'm in WZOU. I'm in there cutting up. Okay, I think I'm the king shit. I got my collar popped. You know, they used to pop the pole. Close your eyes and picture this. I got my I was about 5'6". I got my collar jacket, my polo jacket on. I got my polo cologne on. I got my hat tilted back. I got my pants pegged. I'm all sheltied out, right? I'm in WZOU working. I'm doing up the cots. I got the big headphones on. I'm in my own little wonderland. You know what I mean? All of a sudden, I didn't hear the door because when you got the headphones on, that's a very valuable lesson I learned too. That's why my first letter of my whole name. This is what I'm saying. When I explain to you the story, you're gonna understand the name. You're gonna say, "Oh, now I see. That is his name because that is what he is." Keen, first word, keen. I've learned to become very keen because when I was 13 years old, I wasn't keen. And I was in the radio station, cutting up music in my own little world, getting a Woody on, thinking about girls, thinking about Karen Blake in the next room. I'm doing the cuts. All of a sudden, Shelly, I feel this grab my ass. Two hands grabbed my little butt cheeks, and I was a little butt. I didn't have a big butt, a little butt. Grabbed my butt and squeezed it real hard, right? So I spun around. I'm like, oh, my God. And damn, Karen Blake, 6'1". I'm 5'6", okay? So she got heels on, so she's up. She looks like a giant. She's like about 6'4", up in the air looking down on me,
God.
Right? And she's like, hey, hi, who are you? And I goes, oh, I'm Kid Style Wayne B. I goes, I work for Clarence. I caught up the cot. This is the first time I ever met Karen Blake. This is how I became producer of her show. Listen to this, how insane this was. So she says to me, oh, hi, how are you? You know what I mean? And she's got this little skirt on, and I'm fucking like, I'm starting to shake because I don't know if this is real or fake. You know what I mean? Are they recording me? Like, is this on fucking film? Like, Karen Blake's going to embarrass a little boy or something? Like, I didn't know what was going on. So I look at her, and I'm like, all of a sudden, the selfie come out of me. You know what I mean? I looked at her, Shelly, and I go, hey, look, hey, yo, I'm in there with Clarence. Clarence said I caught up the cots. I'm doing that. I just smoked a little whistle. I'm in my own little pizzle over here. I started rhyming for her, right? She looked at me and she goes, I like you. That's exactly what she said. I'll never forget it. My sister became best friends with her. My sister and her are best friends. Karina, absolutely. I have a twin. Oh, my God, Shelly. Here's the scary part. There's a girl version of me out there, and she's tougher than me. Wait till you get an interview with my sister.
I have her on Facebook. She has the autistic child. Oh, yes. I know your sister. She wrote to she's like,
Shelly, she's not normal. Yeah, she's not normal. She's a great girl. I love her. She's my sister. But she found my mother dead at Karina was 17 years old. And my mother was her best friend. You know, I was the boy. I loved my mother to death, too. But I was in the Marine Corps when it happened. My sister and her were bonded together. We were best friends. And she sent my sister away to go get some errands, some groceries. And when she came back, my mother was dead. And she walked in the room and turned her mother and found her mother dead. And ever since then, this girl has been crazy. I mean, she never dealt with the emotion. Like, we didn't know how to deal with emotion. I guess that's just how I was. My father, he didn't. See, I don't want to get too deep because, you know what I mean? But I'm honest with you, so I'm not going to hide anything either. The way I am, the toughness that you wonder why the toughness comes from, before kid style, the toughness comes from I grew up with an abusive father who was a big 6'5", fucking 230-pound boxer, tough, salty guy. And he used to beat me around all the time. He got drunk and beat me until one day at 13 years old, in front of all of his friends, I knocked him out cold. Knocked him out, Shelly. And I looked over him, and I spit on him, and I looked at him, and I goes, because he beat my mother, used to beat my mother, and my mother had been dead already, you know what I mean? And I looked at him, and I goes, he was out cold, and I looked at him, and I goes, that's the last time you ever lay a hand on anybody, motherfucker, okay? I said, this is God talking to you. And I took my foot, went, right in his face. So you can sort of see where the animal and the anger comes out of me. Do you understand now, Shelly, why I got that? You always are like, oh, you got that tenseness about you, Wayne. You're right, I do, Shelly. And it's because of the way I grew up. And I study psychology, and nothing brands us more than, not the tattoos, not the fake, nothing brands us more than emotional pain. You know what that means?
Yeah.
Nothing is deeper. The scar on the neck can heal. I've been stabbed, I've been shot, everything. Those can heal, and they'll leave a mark. They always leave a mark. But the scars inside our soul, they don't heal. You know what I mean? And that's where I've learned. That's why I know for a fact when I say there's a God. There's definitely a God. Because I can count on my hand how many times I was supposed to be dead. But anyways, we'll get into that later. Right now,
I understand where you're coming from. It's that I take everything differently.
I know you know I had it rough. You know I didn't have the, you know, grew up daddy life area. I had a bad life. My mother was the most beautiful. If you ever seen my mother, Shelly, ask Karina to show you the pictures. My mother was she looked like, what's her name, back in the 70s. She had the long, my mother was Italian. She was, put it this way, she was so hot that if she wasn't my mother, I would marry her. That's how hot my mother was. And no, I don't have that. What the fuck they call it there?
I don't know.
What do they call it?
Incest? Incest? I don't know.
No. Don't say that word. Ever.
I don't know. You want to marry your mother.
The theory that they have about when a son loves his mother, the psychological theory, you know what I'm talking about, don't make me sit here and think now after I just smoked.
I'm not so sure what you're talking about right now.
Opius Maximus. That's what it is. That's what it's called in Italian, if you love your mother. Opius Maximus, the Opius theory. Look it up on Google, the Opius theory. Anyways, yeah, that's how hot my mother was, okay? Anyways,
Well,
having a hot, here's what people don't realize. Having a hot mother like that ain't as cool as everybody thinks it was, because every guy had the thought that I had. They all wanted to fuck my mother. They all wanted to be with my mother.
Oh,
my mother was so hot. And I used to have to fight. You want to know how I became tough? Fuck you. I was a real UFC fighter. You know what? I'd be outside hanging out with about 10 kids, Shelly. You know, we'd all be playing wiffle ball and everything. One motherfucker would wisecrack, the tough guy. You know, there's always a tough guy of the crew.
That's why I think I could picture you as a Marine. Of all the services, I can picture you. You said you went into the Marines, right?
I'm a Marine. What do you mean went in? I'm a U.S. veteran, baby.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Baby. It's like, aren't the Marines really the crazy guys?
You're talking to Sergeant
Birdman. Yeah.
Yeah, we're not crazy. Yeah, we're crazy. You know why we're crazy? Because we run in front of bullets for freedom. But who cares? Well, I don't want to talk about that. I want to get back to kid style, because this is really, truly, this came from God. I don't care what anybody says. They're like, how'd you get the idea? And I said, I put all these pieces together. Now, I'm going to ask you, Shelly, as the host, I'm going to give you a couple of pieces, and like, I want you, you're not going to put a puzzle together. I want you to put the puzzle together, okay?
Okay, well, we got a few minutes left, so I don't want to disconnect you.
All right, it's going to be quick. Just listen.
Okay.
Close your eyes, okay? So I got, because this is real, this is called psychotherapy. Close your eyes. You're at the radio station, all right? You're all pimped out, you're salty out. You think you're the G. You just smoked a little whizzle outside. The guy told you you're doing a great job. Yeah, you're looking across the booth and seeing Karen Blake in a little skirt, and you're like, like a little girl. Well, I'm in the studio, and I feel these two hands grab my ass. So I spin around in a rage, like I'm ready to knock. So I got my hands cocked. They don't know where they're fucked away, right? And I spun around, I got my arm up, and I almost hit, and it's Karen Blake. And I'm like, oh, my God. And I got my headphones on. I'll never forget it. She grabbed my headphones and took them off. And remember, I told you she looked me up and down. I'll never forget it, Shelly. Looked me up and down and goes, I like you. Like, and put her hand on her shoulder. Like, see, like, put her hand on her shoulder, moved her head back and forth, great eye, and said, I like you. And I said, well, I like you, too. And then she introduced herself, and she said, I'll never forget it. This is where my name came from, Shelly. She goes, I was all dressed up in Celtic, and she said, she asked me, would I cart these carts up for her? I said, I'll take care of it. Don't worry about it. She said, will you come in and help me tonight on my show? Because my producer isn't here, and I could use some help. And I said, no problem, honey. I got you. And that's how me and Karen, what, yeah, and I know you're going to ask. I know the world. Okay, world, just all want to know. Did me and Karen end up becoming lovers? Yes, we had some sex, okay? It was natural. We were young, you know what I mean? That's just how it was. But so that night, I go in, and then I blow her away. I do all my things. All right. So at the end of the night, at 6 in the morning, I'm ready to leave. You know what I mean? I'm going out the door. I got to be home, right? My mother wants to know where I am and shit, right? I did the radio station all night. My mother used to talk to Karen Blake. That's how close Karen is to me still to this day. And as I'm walking out the door, I got my backpack on. She looked at me, and she goes, kid got style. And I looked, and I goes, I'll never forget. I looked at her, and I goes, yeah, because I'm kid style. And then I didn't even, like, the name was never used before that. You know, it just came at that second. She said, kid got style. Never forget it. Looked at me. And I looked at her, and I goes, yeah. I goes, because I'm kid style. And she laughed. She gave me the most sweetest laugh and said, come here. And I ran over to her, and she gave me a kiss on my cheek with her big red lipstick. It was so cute. You know, a big red lipstick. I was so happy. Could you picture me running home to Salty with the lipstick? Yay!
You are a nut kid style.
So, listen, so I run home. I'm ecstatic now, you know what I mean? I did it. But what she realizes, Karen Blake doesn't realize, is I don't have a home. I'm not running home. I got my own thing going on. I was living in an apartment at 12 years old. Don't ask me how. We just did things in Salty that you weren't supposed to do. I was living in my own apartment at 12 years old. I had cable. I had food. I had money. People were, how the fuck this kid? I worked 3 fucking jobs. I didn't finish high school. You know what I did? I said, fuck high school. At the time, it sucked. There was nothing but racial wars going on. I went and got my own degree. I went and got my GED, I passed that test in like 5 fucking minutes. Boom, boom, did it. Because I'm really smart, Shelly. It's just, I think I'm a different, like you said, I'm a different type of person. I'm not a bullshitter. And that reflects in society. You know, a person who's not, put it this way. When there's a machine out there that runs a certain way, okay, it's called society. Now, if you don't blend in with that society, that means you're non-conformative. You're not conforming to the norm. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, because that's exactly what I am. And it's like, I guess the way it's like, what kind of, how can I say, it's like, the way you talk, it's a little bit, I can understand where you're coming from. And I was like,
it's,
I learned.
Freedom. You can hear the freedom coming out of me, right?
Yeah.
Like, I don't care. I don't have.
Well, I mean, it's kind of like, it's kind of like an understanding. It's like out of a mutual respect. And some of the things, okay, it's like, you know, it's, I just want to keep learning and growing as a human being. And I think that's what we're looking for to do.
Oh, I love you,
You know,
that's
exactly what we want to do in life. And we want to grow and we want to make our lives, enhance it better. I mean, it's, everybody does different things, have different ways to, like, learn. And, like, my way is through, like, learning here and there about different cultures. And I really
learn every day.
That.
Shelly, we learn every day. We learn every day. You don't have to be in a different culture. That's what I realized. People used to think you have to travel to learn. I'm like, what are you talking about? You learn and grow every day. Just like, so listen, so now I'm called Kid Style. That's how I got my name at the radio station, and it became my life, you know what I mean? Kid Style, Kid Style. And then I said I became a DJ, and I was like, I'm DJ Kid Style. And that name, you Google that anytime you want. You'll see all the things that I did, all the clubs I ran. And that's what I'm saying. So one day, though, now remember, I've had the Kid Style for about 15 years. I've had that name. I've had my name over 40 years. I've had my name for 31 years. I've had Kid Style. I got it when I was 11 years old. I'm 41. That's how long? How long is that, Shelly? Let's just do the math.
What was it? You had it since what? You was 13?
11. That's 30 years, right?
41. Yeah, what are you, 41?
Yep.
So I'm older than you.
I don't look. I know, but when you look on thing, you say you, every girl says it. They go, oh, my God, you look like you're 22.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll talk about that later. I'll give people the secrets. They want to know, how do I stay young looking like you? Some girl said it the other day. She goes, you don't have a fucking age. She goes, what do you drink, a potion? I said, yeah, it's called hope and prayer and no stress and working out. I gave her a whole formula. But anyways, so now 30 years I've had Kid Style. That's a pretty long time. And about the 15th year, one day, I'm sitting and I'm doing my, I write every day, Shelly. I write so much. Oh, my God, if you ever listen to some of the stuff I write, you'd have people calling you in all night long, all the philosophy I write, all the words I write, the rhymes. I just write continuously. I'm a writer. That's why it's my job. Like, it's written on my thing, actor, writer. The things I say I am, I am. And that's a fact without anything being said.
Yeah.
If Wayne says it, I'm the truth. You know what I mean? So about my 15th year, I'm sitting there and I'm writing one night and, you know, I'm watching TV. I'm a multitasker. I'm writing. I got my headphones on. And all of a sudden, like a flash of fucking pain in my mind, I got this intense, and I was like it felt like somebody squeezed my, it literally felt like somebody squeezed my brain, Shelly. And I was like, what the fuck? I looked down and the word, I had spelled the word Kid Style horizontally. No. What's when you go down? What is that? Vertically or
vertically?
Horizontally?
Vertically.
Up and down. Up and down.
Up and down.
Vertical. That's vertical. That's vertical, right? All right. So I never spelled Kid Style vertically. I always spelled it horizontally because that's how everybody. That's the normal way to fucking spell. So one day I spelled it K-I-D-S-T-Y in a way that I don't know why I did. But then all of a sudden, as my brain got squeezed, I looked down. It was like being read to me, literally, Shelly. And I'm not kidding around. I swear to fucking God, it scared me. And it was like I heard these words in my mind. And it said K. And it said keen. Keen. K-E-E-N. Wayne, you are keen. Very keen. You have become keen. You have been trained to be keen. You're a Marine, so you're keen. I said, oh, keen. I, intellectual. I'm like, oh, my God, I am an intellectual. I'm very smart. All I do is write and read. Okay, next one, the most important one, and it screamed it, disciple of Christ. And I looked and I was like, holy fuck, I am a disciple of Christ. And then it said, who is, that was the words between it. I didn't put them there, but they were there. Who is, STYLE, sexy, And I'm very sexy, you know what I mean? Ooh, I love the ladies. Yeah. I love them. I'm like, hey, sorry, girls, I don't sound conceited. I'm confident. Big difference, baby. Look it up in your dictionary. Sexy. Sexy. Talented. Ooh, boy, am I talented. I love it. Young. At the time, I was very young when I made Kid Style. I was like, young, youthful, young. You know what I mean? Yes, I am. Living. I'm living. That's what I do. I live every day. You live. We live. Energy. And it said it just like that with a big explosion. The last word was energy. And then it felt like somebody let go of my brain. I'm literally telling you the truth here. This is how it happened. And then it felt like somebody let go of my brain because the pain went away. The pain went. I don't know if my mind possessed itself so much to make it hurt that it wanted me to read this subconsciously. I don't know if it was God.
No, things can happen like that in your subconscious. I totally understand what you're saying because I've had experiences myself. So I do know that. And I think we'll probably have to continue on another show because it's almost up. The time is almost up on the air. So I do want to thank you. I don't mean to cut you off, but the show will shut off by itself, so I don't want to cut you off and be rude, so I can,
don't
you know.
Don't worry about it, baby. I just want to finish the, let's finish the Kid Style thing, and we'll pick up wherever you want with the other stuff. We'll say goodbye. So,
okay.
These words appear to me, and say them with me. Ready, show? And before we go off, this is what we'll say. Say them. Spell K, King, K. Right?
Well,
K,
kid?
Right?
Yeah, K.
I is what? What was that? Intellectual, right? Am I an intellectual?
Yeah,
I'm asking
okay.
you answer me, yes or no. Am I an intellectual?
Yes.
All right, this one you might not be able to answer. Disciple. Oh, I know I'm a disciple to Christ. I follow,
okay.
I watch, I learn, I feed off of his word, I get on my knees, I do everything my Lord asks, so I'm most certainly a disciple. Sexy. Ooh, boy, am I sexy. Like I just said, my mother was the hottest woman. She was goddamn a Roman god, that girl, whatever that. My mother was so hot. I fought over 500 guys because they talked about my mother.
Kid. You're going to get cut off of my show. It shuts off automatically. So I'm going to have to say goodnight. And we're going to have
right.
to finish
I love
this.
You.
Definitely. Thank
you,
you
want
so
me?
Much.
Yeah, but you definitely, don't you definitely want, now when people hear this show, they're going to be like, that was the most interesting fucking character Shelly ever had on her
yeah,
show.
You're interesting.
I want more of him. I want, they're going to be like, Shelly, get him back on the show.
Okay. I promise I'll have you as a guest on the show again, and I just want to thank you, you know, for coming on the show.
I hope you enjoyed it. Did I entertain
yeah, I
you?
Yeah, I did. Yes, you did.
So Wayne the Pain can entertain. He can gain your
yes.
attention. He can maintain your attention. He regain your attention. But it'll never, ever rain on your situation. Because that's not Wayne. Wayne
okay.
is an energy.
Well,
we're gonna end it this way. Wayne
okay.
is an energy. Wayne is an energy that floats away, baby, and goes back
yes,
to the spirit.
You definitely could say that. And I just want to say thank you once again before the show shuts off. And I got to end the show
love
here.
I love no judge. Thank you, sweetie.
Thank you. Thank you. And I
and
look
I will
forward
call
to
in.
Happy on the show. Okay.
And call me after you the show so we can talk.
Okay. I'll call you afterwards. Thank you.
I love Shelly. Don't forget, what will we promoting, Shelly?
Whitey2K.
Talk about the movie, my movie coming out.
Yes, we will.
You know who's producing it, right?
Shelly. Who's producing it?
Ben Affleck.
Is what? Which one? The Whitey2K?
Ben Affleck has picked up the screenplay for Whitey2K, read it, love it. I'm giving you the exclusive right here. Nobody knows this. I'm telling you on the Shelly Show because I love you. Ben Affleck read it, loved it. And said, this is the most original selfie, you know, stuff I've ever seen. I want to produce and direct this.
So I can write
this
on my Facebook page?
That's why soon, Shelly, I might be out in California calling you, and you might be going to see my movie. How about that?
That's awesome.
So Y2K, the rise of a new healthy generation. And thank you, Shelly Nunchuck, for having me on. And to the world,
well,
God bless.
You.
I love you. Positivity always. Practice positivity. Amen. And
thank
go
you.
Patriots to the Super Bowl. Patriots to the Super Bowl.
All right, thank you. And have a good night, Kid Styles. Well, that was Kid. I told you he was full of energy. And I just want to say thanks again to Kid Style for being on the show on iRock. Thank you for being on the show. And once again, for all the people out there that have dreams, remember the song The Fighter, one of my theme songs, which will be in one of my films, The Dishwasher, which is dedicated to Jackie Chan. All those people out there that have dreams, remember, the underdogs, the people that don't fit into society, all you underdogs out there that have dreams, just remember, you are as good enough as anybody else. And one of my theme songs, The Fighter, for my nephews, Sacrifice and Cardiac, this song goes out to all the underdogs and everyone. Have a good night.
Anxiety sets in, I'm starting to pace. My nerves unsettled, sweat drips my face. Hands take, can't escape this decision I make. Heart racing, my faith says this is my fate. I just brace and I take in the face of adversity. Tasting this certainty, the breaks ain't hurting me. Gain on, a bomb on my pain stronger. Fame smarter, street smarter, train harder. Can't stop me, drop me, I'm not losing. I'm too fast, lightning even when I'm not moving. All heart leave these cowards on cold. I'm hot, not to mention all the power I hold. Keep moving, keep training, headstrong. Meet them head to head, I don't care if it's the least safest. Not stopping, have a promise to prove I'm a fighter. It's not an option to lose.